Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, minimum wage increases should be paused indefinitely to protect Irish retailers. So says Retail Excellence Ireland. The group has highlighted how the statutory minimum wage increased by 38% since 2020, climbing from 9.80 to 13.50, they say. And they're saying it's the second highest minimum wage in the European Union. Well, to discuss this, I'm joined in the line by Jean McCabe, Chief Executive of Retail Excellence Ireland, and Rose Conway-Wall, Sinn Féin TD for Mayo, and party spokesperson on enterprise, tourism and employment. You're both very welcome to the programme indeed. 51551 is the number for your texts. Jean, pause any minimum wage increase indefinitely. Is that what you're saying?
Certainly. So we welcome the government's pause of the living wage with this until 2029, which they have stated in the last week. But where we need to get to is that there is a pause in any further increases until then, just so that businesses have a realistic environment that they can operate in.
Why? What do you mean a realistic environment?
Well, if we look at insolvencies last year for retail, one in four were retailers. Over 850 insolvencies last year happened in retail, and businesses closed their doors. So, like, Ireland is one of the most expensive places to do business. When we looked across Europe, we pay 62% higher for business energy. We pay 40% higher for insurance. And we are now at the second highest minimum wage in the country. And I know we've went through a cost of living crisis, but when we look actually at the consumer price index and how much that's increased over the last 5 years, it's about 20%. But okay, then you look at retail and minimum wage and you look and it's gone up 38% in 5 years.
Okay, so give business a break. Give retail business a break is what you say. Rose Conway-Walsh of Sinn Féin, is Jean right?
Good afternoon, Cormac and Jean. But she's certainly right about the cost of doing business and that something has to be done about that. But I don't think the concentration should be on the rowing back of the minimum wage commitments or the living wage, because to me, that doesn't make economic sense.
Why?
Now, Jean rightly says around, I think it's an over-concentration on that, because first of all, if you start cutting the minimum wage or you leave the minimum wage as it is, we are in the middle of a cost of living crisis. So you will find that people on the minimum wage and lower wages, they spend all of their disposable income in the community. So the very retail shops that we need supported and all that, they will have less footfall, they will have less spent in the shops. That's one of the reasons. But I do believe there are many things that the government need to do to support
that in a second. But that's an interesting point. Yes. You'd be shooting yourselves in the foot, Jean, if you cut back in the minimum wage, because your workers spend money in your own retail shops.
Well, when you consider that we actually in Ireland are the largest spender online abroad, so the Irish economy isn't benefiting from the increases to the same extent as you would hope. We spend about 60% more than anybody else across the EU online. So it's not going back into the local store like you would hopefully envisage. And look, when you consider a retailer's margin is only about 3.2%, any increase in wages further will definitely close the doors of some retailers across the country.
Oh, but people believe, Jean, that this is about greed. One texter to 51551 says, greedy retail bosses will try to get the last drop of blood from workers, while bosses and shareholders of major businesses make huge profits. They'll never have enough, says that listener.
Well, 99% of retail enterprises across the country are actually SMEs, and most of them, 85%, have fewer than 10 employees. So this what we're talking about here is your small shops you see in every town and village across the country. This isn't just affecting the big guys. It's actually the small guys that are the ones that are closing the door. And we need to give them a secure and realistic environment in which they can operate in going forward. And another thing with, you know, government could help us out on and would certainly be welcome is the reintroduction of the ICOP grant that was introduced last year, where 250 million was allocated towards businesses like the ones you see in your local towns and villages. And if that was reactivated, it would certainly be a help and a bit of a lifeline.
Yeah, but you'd still need minimum wage increases to be paused, wouldn't you? That wouldn't do alone, the grant.
No, it wouldn't. No, and we certainly need to freeze where we are. But actually, there's another argument in this, and I don't think it's really been considered, and we have to consider it because it's having a huge impact. It's the methodology that of the calculation of the living wage is where we're out of skew. So if you consider the minimum wage and the living wage is established as 60% of the median wage in the country. But when you look at the Irish makeup and the Irish economy, we employ more people in ICT and pharma than anybody else in the EU.
Yeah.
20% of our workforce are in that category.
Where wages are really high, you say?
Exactly. And it's skewing the data of how a living wage has been established. So I think we certainly need to pause any further increases in minimum wage. We need to relook at the methodology of how that calculation is corrected.
Yeah.
And to take into account the unusual outlier of an economy that we have.
So are you saying then that the minimum wage, for example, to 13.50, I think, is at the moment, that's too high?
No, I think we're actually already at the living wage if we were to take into account.
Ah,
the,
come on. Are you serious? Are you really serious to say that 13.50 as a minimum wage is a living wage, is a good wage to live in this high-cost economy, Jean?
I think we are at the median wage. If you were to take ICT and pharma as an average, like the EU, I would reckon that we are nearly at the living wage as it is.
Really?
Yes.
Rose, what do you think of that?
Yeah, I don't think we are. I understand what Jean is saying, and particularly what she's saying around the small businesses that are the very fabric of our communities. Because I know without those small family-owned businesses, you know, the GA team wouldn't be sponsored, the coffee mornings wouldn't be sponsored, all of that. So we need that. But I really think, like, I think there's even a wider issue here than, and we can talk about what else the government can do. But you see, if we don't address the inequalities that are there, we are in a week where we saw a housing czar nearly getting 430,000. So there's a huge inequality there. So putting a living wage at, because a living wage would be 1475 as it is, it would help in terms of the cost of living crisis, and particularly the cost of housing or the cost of rent that people are going through.
Well, it might close an awful lot of businesses, Rose.
No, I don't think it would, you see, in the sense, and I'm very much listening to businesses every day of the week, but I'll go back to the things like the energy being 62% higher, as Jean said, like the insurance costs, like the compliance costs, like the rates, and like the lack of flexibility with revenue as well. Also, I think what can be done for retail businesses is digitization. So for people, for small businesses to go online as well.
I mean, when I say to you, when I say to you, bringing the minimum wage to 14.75 could close an awful lot of businesses. Well, it's easy for you to say, I don't think that it would. Isn't it? I mean, the facts of the matter are, as Jean outlined, that a quarter of the insolvencies in Ireland last year were retail businesses. And we know that hundreds last year of businesses closed their door.
But you see, if you come in with businesses and you support them properly, you support them to decarbonize, you give them a PRSI rebate scheme, you have grants like the Power Up grant. I mean, there was 12 million euro of that was left unclaimed last year by the hospitality and retail businesses. That should never be the case. When the government are announcing schemes, they need to make sure that businesses are able to draw those down. They need to make them less bureaucratic as well.
But they need any increase of the minimum wage to be paused. It's not one or the other.
I really think that it is. I think the concentration has to be on that. I would also point out, in terms of our safe communities and in terms of having police presence, businesses and retail businesses in particular lose an awful lot every year on shoplifting as well. And just so I think there's stuff that can be done there if we have safe streets.
Okay.
Also in terms of parking, in terms of streetscapes, all of that, they will all help businesses. I think the over-concentration of targeting the minimum wage workers doesn't make economic or social sense.
Rose, you cut rates maybe to give them a break, would you?
Well, I'd look at it differently, because I do think that rates, based on the size of the premises, I think there's an inherent unfairness there.
Okay,
it needs
you'd look
to be based
rates.
On turnover.
Yeah,
would
you look at taxation to give them a break?
No, but I would look at revenue in terms of, particularly some of the retail shops that I'm talking to as well, have some warehouse debt there. So I think there needs to be better payment plans in there.
Well,
how can we help businesses get finance? I think there's immediate things that need to be done to ensure that our small businesses are kept in business.
Let me give some text reaction and get a final reaction from Jean. Maybe these businesses shouldn't have a business if they can't pay their staff properly, says one listener. Another, not all businesses are sustainable. Sorry, Jean, says Lister.
So look, one thing I want to make sure that I get across is retailers want to look after our people, right? That's fundamental. They are the core of everything what we do. Happy employees means happy customers. And that's important to note. But you have to take it into context. A 38% increase in our main core cost in 5 years is quite unsustainable for a lot of businesses. And the average profit of a business is about 3.2%. So the margins are tiny. And we're certainly starting to see the squeeze happen in a lot of businesses across the country. What we need going forward is reassurance and security. You know, while a grant would be great and then businesses need it this year, looking into 2027, 2026 and 2027, mm-hmm. we need our core costs to come down. So government has to look at PRSI and has to look at that. You can't have a sector dependent on hoping to get a grant every year or every second year from government to keep alive.
Okay.
And what we need now is a review of that methodology, because I think it's not fairly reflecting the full economic landscape.
Okay, I'd love to know what people think of what you both have said. 51551, Jean McCabe of Retail Excellence Ireland and Rose Conway-Walsh of Sinn Féin. Thank you both very much.